What's poppin', peoples? I realized that I left a lot of people confused on how to meditate. All I did was suggest that you meditate. I didn't really give an aim or a purpose or an actual procedure in how to meditate. So I'm going to use this quick episode to walk you guys through the simplest meditation procedure that I've been taught. And all it really consists of is, the first step is to get yourself energized. Like, maybe you can, perhaps you can do this after you take a walk, maybe like walk around the house a little bit, just like get your blood flowing so that you're not, so that your body's awake, so that your cells are active and alert. And then what you want to do is find a nice comfortable spot to sit down. Possibly at the couch. You don't have to sit Indian style on the floor. Like, in my opinion, like, that's more difficult. In my experience, that's more difficult because that's not something I normally do. So it takes my focus away. But you can find a nice little one-seater couch. I know the majority of you have one inside your house. And you can just close your eyes. Simple. You just close your eyes. After you've set a timer for however long you want to meditate, I would even suggest you do it without a timer, because then you actually listen to your body. You feel free. Like, with a timer, you'll be wondering, like, I wonder when the timer is going to go off. So don't set a timer, is my suggestion. You're seated in a comfortable position, your back straight. You put your hands together in your lap, or you can put them on the armrests of the chair if you're sitting in a one-seated sofa. Your eyes are closed, and you just use your nose to fill your belly up with water. With air, excuse me. You use your nose to fill your belly up with air. And you exhale through your mouth. Simple, simple, simple. You just keep on doing that. You're only thinking about breathing. You're only thinking about your breaths. You're focused on taking deep, deep breaths to fill your belly up with oxygen. And what this does is, the oxygen that you're inhaling will now rush to your blood cells and it'll energize your cells. You've already gotten them active. Now you're empowering them so that they can do their job more astutely, more powerfully, more effectively. Because I know you guys are so wise. You guys took my advice and you're already eating healthy foods. You're already taking your cold showers. You're already exercising regularly. It's been about 48 hours. But now that you're adding this influx, this inward flow of oxygen to your red blood cells, you're increasing their effectiveness. You're increasing their effectiveness further. You're making them stronger. You're making them better. We're all getting better. We're all getting better. We're all getting smarter. We're all going to know more because we grow more. We're all here together. So again, I'm going to walk you through that process. You energize yourself. Maybe do 20 push-ups, 50 push-ups. Maybe do some jumping jacks. Just get your blood flowing. Get your body energized. Then you sit down in a comfortable position. Hands wherever you want them. Hands on the armrest of the chair that you're sitting in, or hands together in your lap. You close your eyes and you just focus on deep inhales to fill up your belly. You focus on filling up your belly with deep inhales. Deep inhalations. Exhale through your mouth, nice and slow, controlled breathing. I understand if you're out of breath, that's okay. You will regain full control of your breath as you continue to inhale deeply and exhale slowly through your mouth. It's simple, simple, simple meditative technique. You have the freedom to go on YouTube and find what they call binaural beats, B-I-N-A-U-R-A-L, beats. And these are just sound frequencies that are meant to help you with your with your meditation. I used to use them. I don't use them anymore. I've graduated beyond that level. And I know that you too can graduate beyond that level with practice, with repetition. So our focus is deep inhalations to fill up our belly. Slowly exhale through your mouth. It's easy. It's simple. It's very relieving. You will love how you feel once you are done. You will know when you are done because you will feel it. What you're doing is you're communicating with your body. You might not be used to communicating with your body, but that's okay. It's okay to communicate with your body. It's okay to, if you begin to think that, or if there's ever a time where you feel ridiculous, that's okay. That means you're doing it right, because it's like you've now exited your comfort zone. You're now doing something that you've never done before. So again, it's very simple. Energize yourself however that works. Take a walk, take a little jog, walk around the house, jog around the house, do some push-ups, do some squats, do some jumping jacks. Sit down in a comfortable position, eyes closed, hands in your lap or on the armrest. And then deep inhalations. Slow exhalations. Fill your belly up with oxygen. Exhale. And there are further steps, like you can pretend that you're inhaling good health. I guess I'll save that for another episode, but yeah, that's just how to meditate 101. I love you guys. I appreciate you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this. I have a big old heart, and I wish to share it with you guys. I know you guys also have big old hearts. That's why you guys are listening. Because you want to do better. You want to feel better. You want to live a better life. That's what we're all here to do. So let's continue to get better. Let's continue to fill our blood cells with oxygen. Let's continue to breathe. Let's continue to improve. I love you guys. I'll see y'all. I'll talk to y'all later.